Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Good Neighbours by Nina Allen, published by Quercus Books in 2021. Today's book is all about trauma, isolation, and unanswered questions. When Kath was 17 years old, her best friend Shirley and her family were murdered by their father. With a promising life ahead of her, Kath fell apart and failed all her exams. And 20 years later, she's a photographer and works part-time in a record shop. She's embarked on a new project, photographing houses associated with murders, and she returns to the Scottish island where she grew up, the place where Shirley and her family were killed. Kath leaves behind her job and an ill-fated love affair in Glasgow. Cautiously, Kath approaches Shirley's old house and meets the new owner, Alice, who's moved up from London. Frail in her own way, Alice and Kath begin an awkward friendship, and eventually Kath tells her the truth about what happened in the house. Together they begin to explore, looking for answers to why Shirley's father killed his wife and two children and then himself. Shirley's father was a gruff and complicated man, a carpenter capable of incredible woodcarving skills, but he was cruel and controlling and yet obsessed with the folklore of the island and terrified of fairies, or the good neighbours as they are also known. Searching through the house after all these years, Kath begins to wonder whether Shirley's father really was responsible. But then again, if it wasn't him, then who did kill Shirley? The Good Neighbours is a beautifully told mystery filled with angst, morbid curiosity, violence and folklore. Kath's life was turned upside down when Shirley died, even though they'd already started to drift apart as teenagers do. Quiet and introspective and obsessive in her own way, Kath doesn't make friends easily, but she's drawn to the new owner of the house, Alice. Two women alone on the island, they bond quickly, and she begins to wonder if she's in love with her, and hears Shirley's caustic comments inside her head. Kath begins to piece together the lives of Shirley's family, including her downtrodden mother, seeing things nowadays through adult eyes which she didn't understand as a teenager. Her relationship with Alice is tense. Alice has her own mental health issues and problems with her marriage. The last thing she really needs is a new suffocating friendship with Kath, and Alice's husband is not very impressed. The story also follows the dreamy world of Shirley's father's relationship with the fairy folk. The violence and folklore of the island in his youth and his fierce and complex relationship with Queen Mab, the Queen of the Fairies. Does this explain the man and his struggles? Or is he again another person facing mental health issues? The Good Neighbours is also set on an isolated island off Glasgow, and its rain and grim weather provides the perfect backdrop to the quiet desperation of the characters, when no one's life has turned out quite how they'd hoped it would. So if you like complex friendships, amateur murder investigations, photography, terrifying fairies and dollhouses, you might like The Good Neighbours by Nina Allen. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.